Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is not a great day to celebrate the conclusion of the battle for the Republican nomination. As Nikki Haley said in her concession speech, she lost the New Hampshire primary yesterday. But she plans to go forward. Why would people contribute or continue to contribute to her campaign? The argument really about Nikki Haley giving up her campaign and coming over and joining President Trump with Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott and Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and Vivek Ramaswamy, and all these other defeated candidates who have given up and rallied to President Trump's support, making it seem like they had been pro-Trump all along, trying to forget and to put aside some of the harsh feelings. Why wouldn't Nikki Haley pursue that? The big argument against her continuing her campaign is that she had a lot of advantages in New Hampshire that she won't have in her own home state of South Carolina, that she won't have with the Nevada caucuses where President Trump is expected to dominate, that she won't have going into many of the states on Super Tuesday. Now, it's true that most of the states on Super Tuesday, people who are independent voters, who are not registered as either Republicans or Democrats, they can participate in the Republican Party if they ask for a ballot so that they can vote in the primaries that are taking place on Super Tuesday. That's March 5th. And there are 16 different candidacies like that, and 12 of those 16 primaries, the independents will have a right to participate. The way that National Journal described what happened yesterday, I thought was fairly balanced and fair and insightful. They write that former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley didn't manage to defeat former President Donald Trump in New Hampshire, even with its favorable electorate. But her solid display in the first-in-the-nation primary allowed her to extend the Republican nomination race. Haley said, "New Hampshire is the first in the nation, it's not the last in the nation." She promised to soldier on, despite being on track to finish more than 10 points behind Trump when the counting is complete. Though Trump became the first ever non-incumbent Republican to win both Iowa and New Hampshire, he is used to obliterating his Republican opponents. Tuesday marked the first time that he appeared to be remotely vulnerable. And I think that was reflected in some of the excerpts that we played you from his so-called victory speech. Meanwhile, they also reported that President Biden won New Hampshire's largely symbolic Democratic primary on Tuesday, prevailing in an unusual write-in effort after he refused to campaign or appear on the state ballot. Biden easily bested two long-shot challengers, Representative Dean Phillips, a Democrat from Minnesota, and the 2020 presidential candidate Marianne Williamson. They were on the ballot along with a host of little-known names. His victory in a race he was not formally contesting essentially cements the president's grasp on the Democratic nomination for a second term. And this basically overcomes something that Nikki Haley has talked about, which is the need for both of the candidates, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, terms of their advanced age and their flaws as candidates, should step aside for more viable candidates. There was a comment by CNN's Abby Phillips, who was agreeing with Nikki Haley about the weakness of both the front runner for the Republican nomination, Donald Trump, and the all-but-certain Democratic nominee, Joe Biden. This is clip 13.
As Nikki Haley put it, I think it's actually such a smart way to put it. Maybe the first party to let go of their 80-year-old might be the victor, but who's going to be the one to move first? Yeah. And I think that's where we are as a country, and that's why this is kind of such an intractable problem. Nobody wants Trump, nobody wants Biden, but nobody wants to be the first to walk away from either.
So there was a post today on social media, Manu, caught my
Okay, and that's really one of the ongoing factors in this campaign. I wrote on Substack today, and you can please join us at Substack, and wrote about New Hampshire in context. One of the reasons that I do believe that it's not just false bravado about Nikki Haley saying she's going to continue to campaign and she's going to take the fight to South Carolina and on beyond that is that she has continued to be able to raise money. And the question that you might ask is, why would people contribute to a campaign that seems to be going nowhere? Because the polling in South Carolina shows President Trump very comfortably ahead. It is a very conservative state. Most of the office holders in South Carolina, including Congresswoman Nancy Mace and including Lindsey Graham, the senior senator, and Tim Scott, the junior senator, they're all backing Trump for the nomination. So why would people continue to contribute to the Nikki Haley campaign? And the point that I would make there is there was a deeply meaningful column that was actually in the form of a question and answer with David French, who's been a frequent guest on the show. He is a conservative, religious conservative, who has worked very hard on religious liberty issues, and he writes now a column for the New York Times. And what he was talking about was the basis for his opposition to President Trump. And there are more than a few people like David French who honestly believe that President Trump is a threat to American democracy. And David French was particularly concerned about his influence on Christianity in America. The idea that people are taking worship of Trump and putting that above worship of God. And the basic idea about the 35% of the people who voted yesterday in New Hampshire in the Republican primary, they said they wouldn't vote for Trump even if he becomes the nominee. And with that kind of opposition, I do believe people will continue to support Nikki Haley in her race if she takes on Trump and weakens him, with the idea that what you're trying to do is not so much install Nikki Haley behind the Resolute desk at the White House and the Oval Office. What you're trying to do is to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't take possession of that White House for a second time. The context of that determination is that if you are exposing Trump's weaknesses ahead of time to boost Nikki Haley, then you're also exposing Trump's weaknesses in a damage that would prevail in the general election. We will be right back with more on lies that should obviously be exposed. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
Join now at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on Michael Medved Show, we have lots and lots of approaches to the situation of the terrible suffering that is going on, and it's very real in Gaza. But what is not real is the attempt to, quote, relieve that suffering by telling phenomenal lies about its origins. And there's a piece in the Washington Post, and it's one of those things where even reading intensively about the Middle East and about things that are taken up by both sides in the Gaza war, I had been unaware of this because it's taking place in the United States and taking place in some of the strange corners of the internet. The article on the Washington Post is by Elizabeth Dwoskin, and it says, growing October 7th truther groups say Hamas massacre was a false flag. And we've talked before about the dangers of conspiracy theories and how destructive they are and how they ruin not only our public discourse and do damage to the country at large, but belief in conspiracy theories is usually terribly destructive for the people who embrace them. They begin this by a story saying Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel left Mirella Monti appalled. The South Carolina real estate agent and self-described holistic healer detests violence and is horrified by war and human suffering. But as Monti read more in Uncensored Truths, that's a Telegram group with 2,958 subscribers, active on foreign policy and the supposed perils of vaccination of all kinds, her shock turned to anger. According to this forum, the news reports were wrong. Secretly, Israel was behind the massacre of October 7th. Monti now argues that the October 7th attack was a false flag staged by the Israelis, likely with the help from the Americans, to justify genocide in Gaza. Pure evil, she said. Israel is like a mad dog off a leash. The October 7th Hamas terrorist attack is among the most well-documented in history, writes the Washington Post. A crush of evidence from smartphone cameras and GoPros captured Hamas's breach of the border, a strike Israel says left about 1,200 dead, the most deadly onslaught in the country's history. But October 7th denial is spreading. A small but growing group denies the basic facts of the attacks, pushing a spectrum of falsehoods and misleading narratives that minimize the violence or dispute its origins. Some argue the ambush was staged by the Israeli military to justify an invasion of Gaza. Others say that some 240 hostages Hamas took to Gaza were actually kidnapped by Israel. Some contend the United States is behind the plot. These untrue and misleading narratives have been seeded on social media, where hashtags linking Israel to false flag, a staged event that casts blame on another party, tripled on services including TikTok, Reddit, and 4chan in the weeks after the attacks, according to the Network Contagion Research Institute, a nonprofit that tracks disinformation. It is bleeding into the real world, writes the Washington Post. Demonstrators have shouted the claim at anti-Israel protests and have used it to justify removing posters of hostages in cities like London and Chicago. Israel murdered their own people on October 7th, said Christine Gutierrez, an analyst in the city's housing department, where some in the crowd shouted, "Anti-Semitism isn't real." Uh-huh. You're hearing about all of these truthers who want to blame the October 7th attack on the victim of the attack. The victim of the attack was Israel. The phenomenon is worrisome to Jewish leaders and researchers who see ties to Holocaust denial, the attempt to undermine the genocide that killed 6 million Jews during World War II, a belief that has surged online. They also see parallels to many pernicious internet-driven conspiracy theories with anti-Semitic tentacles, including the QAnon conspiracy theory, which alleges that globalists, in quote, a reference some say to Jews, use the pandemic to control the world, and disinformation about the 9/11 terrorist attack which some fringe groups falsely argue was perpetrated by the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad. This continues, and it is appalling. Some of it traced to a community, as it's called late-stage capitalism. It's a community of left-wing activists that builds itself as a one-stop shop for evidence of our social, moral, and ideological rot. But the claim can also be found on the Internet, including publications critical of Israel like Electronic Intifada and The Gray Zone, and in messaging groups like the Uncensored Truths, which previously had been focused on pandemic-related gripes about vaccines and conspiratorial ideas about globalists ushering in a so-called New World Order. Now, why even pay attention to something so marginal and so incredibly stupid, which is because it basically echoes the idea of Holocaust denial. And Holocaust denial, recently we covered this. They did a survey finding that for young Americans, people below the age of 30, that one-fifth of them think the Holocaust was a myth. Now, again, you look at that and you put it next to the facts about October 7th. The facts about October 7th, it's so incredibly well documented, and the fact is that Hamas is not ashamed of what happened. They're proud of it. They had posted their own videos around the world. And by the same token, the Nazi war criminals, many of whom were executed for their crimes, who were most responsible for the Holocaust, and ended up and went to their death proud of what they did, and never attempted to deny it. In other words, doesn't it striking for people who believe that the Holocaust was a fraud, that people like Rudolf Hirsch, who was the commandant at Auschwitz, he proudly testified about being responsible for the death of some 2 million people at Auschwitz alone. And the fact is that even before his hanging, he was tried in Poland and punished by the Polish authorities in 1947. He never once made the attempt to say, well, this has been exaggerated, it wasn't true, we didn't do this killing. The same thing applies to the incredibly brutal terrorists of Hamas. And the fact that people can't put the two and two together is appalling. The mystery of Tunnel Girl. Why is she so popular? Now, who knew about Tunnel Girl? You're about to know. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump notched significant primary election victories in New Hampshire this week. For Biden, the victory came after a write-in campaign, the president making abortion a central issue in 2024.
We need the protection of Roe v. Wade in every state, and we can do it. It's within your power to do it.
During a rally in Manassas, Virginia, meanwhile, former President Trump won a second straight primary victory in convincing fashion. His win over Nikki Haley in New Hampshire. Biden's notching another big endorsement this week as well. The United Auto Workers Union announced Wednesday it is officially backing the sitting president.
If Donald Trump ever worked in an auto plant, he'd be a company man trying to squeeze the American worker.
UAW President Sean Fain. Many union leaders did support Trump years ago during his 2016 campaign. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, some of the best coverage of the whole New Hampshire primary has been provided by David Drucker, who is the author of the book In Trump's Shadow. He is also a senior writer for The Dispatch. And he has a piece that echoes some of the same ideas that I put forward in my Substack commentary on New Hampshire in Context, written in the middle of the night last night after the returns were in. But he writes, it's 2024 or bust for Nikki Haley. And then why the second place finisher in New Hampshire isn't quitting. David Drucker, why do you believe that Nikki Haley is determined, announced that she's determined, and is determined to keep up the fight?
Well, look, we talked to my colleague and I, Mike Warren, and I talked to a number of sources yesterday, and Nikki Haley simply wasn't exhibiting the behavior of somebody who was preparing to drop out, softening the blow, looking ahead to some future election. If anything, her attacks were growing sharper. She seemed more determined. And look, at first, you know, you wonder if it's just to encourage as much of a vote as she can get on Tuesday in the primary in New Hampshire. But the more we talked to people sort of in and around the campaign, the more we got the sense that she just doesn't have any interest in giving up while she sees her support growing and while money continues to flow in. Now, you know, we pushed back and said, sure, her support's growing, but she's not winning. comes in third in Iowa. She's about to come in second in New Hampshire. And what about that? And, you know, what they explained to us was that she is originally an insurgent-style candidate, having primaried a longtime legislator when she ran for the General Assembly in South Carolina. She was sort of the Tea Party outsider when she won a Republican primary for governor in South Carolina. And so even though now she's viewed as coming from the sort of Reagan establishment wing, the truth about this race is that Trump, who is of the populist insurgency originally, is the establishment, and she is in this familiar role of outsider where she was previously told she didn't have a chance, she shouldn't run, she should quit. She didn't, and it worked out for her. And then finally what I say, Michael, is that they're just – things could change, but there just doesn't seem a large interest from her in trying to strategically begin running for the Republican nomination in 2028. She's been prepping for a long time and putting in a lot of work for a long time for this race, and she's just not interested in being a perpetual presidential candidate and carrying this through. At least, I mean, again, who knows what happens, but at least, I guess, without feeling that she is firmly and definitely defeated. And I guess I should mention one more thing. The off chance that something happens to Donald Trump because of legal issues or anything else, you know, she's the only candidate in the race besides him. If she continues to perform well enough in a lot of states, she'll be able to rack up some delegates. And if anything did happen to him, and he's, you know, on his way to becoming the presumptive nominee, she'd really be the only one who'd be able to, at least with delegates, lay claim to the nomination.
And by the way, when you're talking about something happening to Trump, we're not talking about a medical emergency or some kind of violence against him, God forbid, or anything like that. We're talking about some of those 91 charges that have been filed against him in various courts all across the country. And one of the things that I've been emphasizing is one of the stunning things about the exit polling, both in Iowa and in New Hampshire, is that it shows that close to half of the people who voted in the Republican caucuses and the Republican primary say that if Trump was convicted of some crime, then he wouldn't be fit to be president of the United States. And anyone who's paying attention to the courtroom schedule that Trump would be required to honor, the possibilities of some kind of conviction are not small. Would you agree?
Well, I don't actually... I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to speculate. It's just something I don't feel knowledgeable enough about. But what I can tell you is that this issue factors into, I think, based on our reporting, Haley's thinking, which is, under no other circumstance would I think to myself, it's worth it to rack up delegates and keep losing, because we're going to have a presumptive nominee. There is no such thing as convention fights in the modern era. Or at least, you know, in the last 40 years, really. And so there's no point to it. But given the fact that there is some uncertainty about what might happen in certain scenarios to Donald Trump based on his legal issues, it's not immaterial and could come in handy. And so it's something to pursue.
Right. I mean, and it means that she is at least the obvious alternative. If something happens, I mean, again, there are some 30 states now where people have raised lawsuits that are getting serious consideration to get Trump's name removed from the ballot. He was already had that judgment against him by the Colorado State Supreme Court and by the Secretary of State in Maine. Now, those are not two crucial states for Trump to win. It's not expected to win statewide in either of them. But some of these lawsuits that are being brought up are brought up in states that Trump would need to win. which is just one other complication. Do you think that we're going to hear a more firmly and aggressively anti-Trump line of attack from Nikki Haley as she goes forward?
Well, we heard it last night, and we are still hearing it today. In my inbox, you know, I get a regular steady stream of messaging from the Trump campaign and the Haley campaign, and she has continued today with what she did last night, which was designed for Trump to see it on television before he gave his speech. And that was the whole point, is to get into a fight with him, debate him. And so far, it's working. The man cannot resist a fight. It's just the way he is. And I think it's the way he's most comfortable.
And we will see it. And what I think is striking is what you're indicating is that there may be a new level of comfort on the part of Nikki Haley in terms of responding to this sort of thing. David Drucker, I appreciate your joining us. We've posted some of your most recent columns. They're linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, there's more on something news that I had not been aware of, but that got ahead of me. News that came out just days ago with Hamas, or at least some element that claims to speak for Hamas, denying that they ever harmed civilians on that attack on October 7th. This is not being given much credibility, but we will cover it very quickly. And also, the mystery of Tunnel Girl on TikTok. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member.
So beautiful, so beautiful.
Join today at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, an update and a little bit of a correction. I was talking about this new tendency on the part of various truther groups, groups on the fringe, to claim that Hamas actually had nothing to do with the killing on October 7th. The slaughtering of civilians and old ladies and chopping babies' heads off, they were claiming all of that was a false flag operation. And I made the point that there are films, there are videos that were proudly announced, and Hamas leaders who proudly took credit for the mass slaughter that killed at least 1,200 people in Israel, it's the worst attack in Israeli history, and it's all too real. I've spoken to people on the air. We spoke to people whose family members were still being held hostage. They now, literally just 2 days ago, denied that they slaughtered any civilians on October 7th. The Islamist group's about-face is in part driven by fear of destruction, as the Israeli Defense Forces close in, says one expert on the Arab world. How do you expect that anyone believes this? Well, again, it's because of the willingness of people to believe all kinds of other bizarre conspiracy theories, like the people who believe that America never went to the moon and all those people who worked for NASA and were part of the moon expeditions, they were all participating in this gigantic fraud. Of course, I feel that personally because my dad, may he rest in peace, worked many years for NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Okay, we will get to more of this and what is behind the Hamas about face. We will get to more on that tomorrow. There's also something that Jeremy called to my attention, which is that a tunneler known as the Tunnel Girl spending hours heaving dirt and rocks from the ground might not seem like an unusual pastime, but it has a history. Since 2022, the TikTok creator, Engineer Everything, has been documenting her attempt to build an emergency shelter under her home. The tunneler, known as the Tunnel Girl by some fans online, said in a phone interview this month that her tunnel had a 30-foot entrance and a main chamber 22 feet below ground. She spoke on the condition that she be identified only by her online nickname, Calla, because of privacy concerns. She said she started the project because she wanted to do something that was technically challenging and would require me to learn a lot of new skills. She was not prepared for how much attention the project would receive online. I was hoping to share with kind of a smallish group of people who were interested in the engineering and the technical challenges of it, and I really did not intend for it to go mainstream. Calla's work came to a halt in December when the town she lives in, Herndon, Virginia, issued a stop work order. She said that she has since submitted permit applications and blueprints to the town and is waiting to hear back. Now, this has been featured in the New York Times, and they have used this as a reason to provide information about all kinds of other stories. They say spending hours heaving dirt and rocks from the ground might not seem like it might seem like an unusual pastime, but it has a history. Hobby tunnelists of yore include the 5th Duke of Portland, who in the 19th century built an underground ballroom on his property, and more recently the so-called Mole Man of London, who spent 40 years making tunnels before he was discovered. What exactly is the fascination here? In any event, the idea that the TikTok tunnel girl is not alone is backed up by this whole history of tunneling as hobbying. Maybe people just have too much time on their hands. There is another pastime that people partake in that I feel more sympathetic to, which is sort of Oscar monitoring and Oscar prognostications. And yesterday, there was a great deal of indignation about the Barbie snub. The fact that Barbie was nominated for 8 Academy Awards, including Ryan Gosling being nominated for playing Ken, but that the star of the movie, Margot Robbie, and the director, co-writer of the movie, Greta Gerwig, they weren't nominated for Best Picture. Is this a question of sexism? Meanwhile, one of the other films that was nominated for many crucial awards, it was nominated for Best Director, Bradley Cooper, Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, and Best Makeup. You may remember there was a huge controversy at one point for Maestro, because to make Bradley Cooper look more like Leonard Bernstein, they gave him a prosthetic nose. Is that really anti-Semitic? Is the film worth watching? Here's a review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Maybe you've heard something about the prosthetic nose that was used to disguise Bradley Cooper in the starring role in a movie that he also directed about the immortal composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein. It's called Maestro, now streaming on Netflix.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
He can be the first great American conductor.
There's a price for being in my brother's orbit, you know that.
That's Sarah Silverman as the great musician's sister warning away his potential wife, Felicia Montalegre, brilliantly played by Carey Mulligan. Much more than the other recent conductor movie, Tar, with Cate Blanchett, this film glorifies the work of leading a symphony orchestra and covers decades of an indelible artist's life and loves. Rated R for sexual content and some fleeting language. 3 stars for Maestro. Not quite a masterwork, but indelibly impressive. And by the way, it does end up winning an Oscar nomination for Best Hair and Makeup. That despite the controversy over the nose. And by the way, that controversy is ridiculous because it's basically a sympathetic view of Leonard Bernstein and the idea that he was made to look anything like a Jewish stereotype or negative Jewish stereotype is ridiculous and does not apply to this particular film. The one thing that you can say about it is the real Leonard Bernstein was deeply fascinated by his Jewish background, and a lot of his most important works, as Symphony No. 1 and Symphony No. 3, used Hebrew text and biblical actual references extensively, which the movie doesn't even wink at. Meanwhile, tomorrow, we will get to the bottom of this new change of tone by Hamas, denying that it slaughtered any civilians. They claim that they have carefully followed all of the magnanimous and generous and civilized Islamic rules of war. Does that have any truth to it at all? And there's a column that says that Nikki Haley has now beaten Donald Trump twice in both Iowa and in New Hampshire among two crucial groups of voters. These are voters who may decide not the Republican nomination, but the general election. We will get to that argument and that reality, if it is one, next time on the Medved Show. And John Bolton has issued a social media declaration on X saying, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. But, he adds, what I see happening in 2024 makes me afraid. So what is John Bolton planning to do for his own vote or his own political future? We will speak to him about that next time on the Michael Medved Show. And look forward to only good news, with God's help, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.